kind of stuff did you use in your washing, soap and stuff?
Well, he made this soap out of, most of it was a lye soap, and you made that out of ashes. And you'd have your platform and have your about two or three wooden barrels. You put that ashes in there, and get you some Mary Walleye and pour in there.
Some what?
Mary Walleye.
What's that?
That's something you buy in cans. It's strong. And you make that soap, that water, when it drip out of the bottom of that, it drip into the thing, what you call lye soap. And it was strong medicine, too. And you just use that to scrub your floors with you. And you make a broom. You make your broom, what you scrub your floors with. You take a bow plank about 2 inches thick and about 12 inches wide. And something like 12, 14 inches long. And you bore holes in that. And you take shucks and twist these shucks and put them in those, run through those holes, and then put your handle in that board. And that's what you use to scrub and flow with. I mean, it'll get it too.
What would a person do who wasn't married, but his clothes? How would he get them clean? Where would he take them?
They had pressing shops in town, and you could carry them there and get them cleaned and pressed.
About how much would it cost?
It cost about 40 cents for a suit, but pants is 25 cents. And you get your hair cut for a quarter. And
all this was like when you were a kid?
Yeah. For a long, long time, it was 25 cents for a haircut.
What'd you call the things that you used to wash your face and things you used to dry yourself off with? What'd you call them?
Towels.
You used towels for both of them, or what?
Yeah.
What was that smaller thing you used for your face? To wash your face?
Bath rags.
Okay. Oh, how'd you do your dishes in the house?
Well, just use a dish pan to wash them in.
What'd you wash them with?
Use soap.
The same kind of soap you used before?
A lot of times you would, yeah. And then later on they got to making soap they call Big Deal is yellow. And a big old bar for a nickel.
And what kind of thing would you use to clean them besides the soap? What kind of material would you use?
Now you didn't have anything. It's only a rag, just a old cloth.
Well, did you dry them? Put them in a rack or something?
No, you dried them.
With what?
With a dry towel or something like that.
Where'd you put your flour in?
Well, you had a barrel. You buy your flour in barrels, a wooden barrel. And you kept one barrel with flour in it, and the other barrel had meal in it. And that's what you kept that in. And as I said, your milk, most of the time you keep that in churns or these containers that's made out of the same thing as your churn was, stoneware.
What'd you put your lard in?
Well, your lard, you'd put that later. They used to, they'd have this stone, big stone things that like a pot, but later on they got to put in cans, you know, it's 10 cans, 50 pound cans.
If somebody bought it in the store, if they bought molasses in the store or lard in the store, what would they call it?
What would they call it?
Mm-hmm. What container? What kind of container would it be if they bought it in the store?
Oh, well, you could buy your lard loose if you wanted to. You'd bring your bucket and they'd have these big wooden barrels, 60-gallon barrel full of lard. And you just dip it out and weigh it and put it in and bring the bucket. And then later on they got to put it up in buckets. Mm-hmm. And